Shreveport Music Fest is in full swing in Boise's downtown. One of the people who makes sure the indie festival stands out in a crowded music festival market has nothing to do with booking bands or selling tickets. Frankie Barnhill has this profile about the creative mind behind the look and feel of Shreveport.
James Lloyd draws castles and woodsy creatures for a living. The 32-year-old illustrator moved to Boise from eastern Idaho in 2011. Hungry for work, he put an ad on Craigslist. Pretty soon after, somebody reached out to him asking if he could make some posters for a small weekend music festival planned for the spring of 2012. Lloyd said yes and quickly found himself working on posters, t-shirts, a website, and print ads for a festival that had grown to almost 140 bands. Shreveport Music Fest was born. Lloyd says part of his mission as the festival's art director that first year was to create a story that people could get excited about, a story they would want to share and experience for themselves.
Yeah, so I think the first year was a lot of kind of world-building stuff, and I think now it's kind of more shifted more towards like a mood, a feeling.
The most obvious illustrations came quickly for him. Yes, tree forts were prevalent, and a kind of Boy Scout, Girl Scout aesthetic formed. But other characters and themes soon entered into the world of Shreveport, and over time, Lloyd has changed the festival's look, honing in on a new idea each year. He says that's necessary with a festival that's focus is discovery of new and emerging bands.
You kind of want to be new and emerging along with the artist, so you don't want to feel dated. I don't know, 5 years is a long time ago, and I think you change and hopefully get better.
This year, Lloyd updated the Shreveport website with animated designs. In the foreground are a woman and man looking at a map. The woman is holding a guitar, and the man has a drum strapped to his back. There are some bright green shrubs or trees that are waving back and forth, and some goofy yet creepy eyes in the background that flash every other second. Lloyd says he's inspired by lowbrow art and comic books. His home office has classic Star Wars action figures above his desk. The illustrator's sense of humor is always near the surface as he talks about his work, and he jokes about the limited color palette he uses for Shreveport.
This green and light blue are new to Shreveport this year, so be prepared for that at the festival. The new green and blue.
It's going to shock everyone.
Yeah, I think it's going to change everything.
But the artist is serious when it comes to his humility about his work with the festival. Each year, Lloyd inspires other elements of Shreveport. Festival volunteers make physical representations of the illustrator's work at different venues around town. But he's quick to share the credit for these pieces.
I mean, Shreveport is a lot of my artwork, but it wouldn't work if it was just James Lloyd. So I'm really humbled that people have embraced it and kind of like to look towards it. Yeah, that feels good.
One of the people Lloyd works closely with during the months leading up to the festival is Megan Stahl. Stahl is the festival's marketing director.
What he's created, it's just so cool. And like, it's this beautiful, wondrous world of Shreveport. And then you get to see it come to life during the festival.
Stahl says after working with Lloyd for the past 5 years, they've created a kind of special language between them for envisioning the designs. Stahl says she's impressed by his ability to take outlandish sounding elements and put them together in a way that makes sense, or at least makes sense in the land of Shreveport. Here she is giving an example of an illustration she's asked Lloyd to draw.
I want to see a unicorn. I want to see a skateboard and a turret. Maybe there's like a muscle on this turret's arm. He's going to be wearing a wristband. And we should also, yeah, sure, let's put like an anchor tattoo on this arm. And he can make this happen.
Stahl says one of the things she respects the most about the artist is his openness to go out on a limb with design.
He's willing to learn, and I'm willing to learn. We're both willing to take like chances on things, and so is the festival in general, and I think that's what makes it so special.
For his part, Lloyd is done with the heavy lifting and months of late-night illustrating. Now he gets to enjoy the world he helped create.
A lot of the other people who make Shreveport happen have to work through the festival, but I kind of stop and just enjoy it and just catch some shows and hang out with friends, and it's not bad at all.
For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.